Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Say hello, welcome our listeners. Shove it on now down in Portland, the Classic Rock 92.3 KGON and 98 Rock, California's rock station in Sacramento, and our friends at Rock 105, Chattanooga's rock station in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Big show for you today. As Ted's Meat and Potatoes, we have a surprise delicacy from the assistant head chef coming up. Noah Sherlock is on tap. Another round of Profile This, and we will drink a toast with a shot of the day. In the meantime, the game is Big Dummy, 844-999. Ola, we have Gwen on the line if you're just joining the program.
For a while.
Yeah, Gwen is working on question 11.
And the question we left off with, and just listen to the question that was asked. The question, what biblical figure spent 3 days and nights in the stomach of a whale? To be fair, only two people to come to mind when you say spent time in the belly of a whale, but only one of them in the Bible. Gwen, no. Pinocchio. It's not that person. That would have been Jonah. That would have been Jonah. Mm. Yeah.
Jonah.
Gwen, how old are you?
How old am I?
Yeah, if you don't mind me asking.
23.
Okay.
23? How old's your voice?
How old is... What?
All right, here's the next question. What four states all border at one point? They all touch each other. There are only four states that all border each other.
It's called Four Corners.
Thing you can actually do.
Do you realize, by the way, quick side note, they discovered, what, about 5 years ago, the four corners?
It's been off for a long time.
They were
time.
Off.
Oh, yeah. You got your pictures?
So right up until, like, I don't know, 2012, maybe, they realized when they kind of recalibrated it, like, hey, man, you've been 30 miles away.
You got to go back.
From doing what you think you did.
That's right.
These four states are all west of the Mississippi. I don't even know why I'm asking.
Gwen, are you there? Hey, Gwen, could you name four states west of the Mississippi? We'll give you that.
Hello.
Gwen. Hey, Gwen.
Oh, my
Gwen,
God.
You there?
Is she not off?
Hey, Gwen.
I think she's...
Hey, Gwen.
Like her phone is like...
Let's put her on hold.
We'll go back to Gwen.
What do you think just happened?
I'm not exactly sure.
Because her phone is still there.
Okay. We'll find out if Gwen is still there.
Big Dummy is the game. Who is our next contestant? 844-999 Ola.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Brandon. Welcome to the men's room.
Ola!
Ola!
Brandon, you on team sober, team not sober?
I am sober.
All right, Brandon, welcome to the show. Brandon, our men's room poll. You got to have one in your mouth for 60 seconds. Will it be a living tarantula, a live wasp, a stranger's big toe, or a poop-covered dog paw?
I think I'm going to go with the toe.
You're going to go with the big toe. Stranger's big toe in your mouth, 60 seconds. Okay.
Oh, hey, by the way, Miles, I want to say something came up about the Titanic. As far as the ship goes, the three letters before the name. There's HMS and RMS.
RMS, right.
One was, so RMS stood for...
Her Majesty's.
Is that right? No, Her Majesty's was HMS. RMS was like Royal Mail Carrier or something like that.
Mail Ship.
Mail Ship.
Okay.
So there you go. Brandon!
Yes.
What are you doing?
Hello. I am doing my job.
What's your job?
Mailman.
All right, okay.
Oh,
all right, very good.
Yeah.
All right, be a quieter mailman, will you?
Mind.
And, you know, do me a favor. Pick up your rubber bands, goddammit. The world is not your place to drop rubber bands. It seriously isn't. Just because you're a mailman doesn't mean you can litter.
And do you honestly deliver?
Yeah, you're the only people that have rubber bands. It's like leaving stamps everywhere. Like, we know it's you. You know what I mean? It's like, seriously. Yeah. Especially right by the mailbox. Like, by the hundreds, I pick them up.
And do you honestly put those crappy advertising circulars in your own mailbox?
Yeah.
I mean, like, you understand we just put them directly to recycling. But, I mean, there's no way.
I'm 100%. I understand that, but I mean, it's how I get paid. So
I know it's how you, but I'm saying in your mailbox. Right? If I looked in your mailbox, I'm saying not one of those things makes it to your house.
We're going to make you pee dirty if you're doing that.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. I'll slip you a pop brownie. Spike, teach you a lesson.
Spike some CBD oil in your Sprite. You won't be doing that no more.
Damn right. All right. Here is your question. Oh, let's see here. Who was the king of Britain during the American Revolution?
Is that King George the Third?
Wow.
All right, Brandon.
Wow. Hey, Brandon the mailman,
all
let
right.
me just say
hi, man.
I would have just accepted King George. The fact that you nailed it with the third, like, you know, go ahead, leave a circular in my mail. Hold on, let's check on Gwen real quick.
Okay.
Oh, no, she's gone.
Oh, she's gone. Okay. Yeah. Big Dummy is the game, 844-999 Ola.
Hello, Jareth. Welcome to the men's room.
Liquor and whore.
You say Jareth?
Jareth.
That's Jareth. Jareth, yeah, are you sober or not sober?
I am sober.
Sober Jareth.
All right, Jareth. Our men's room poll. 60 seconds, one of these has to be in your mouth. Is it a living tarantula, a live wasp, a stranger's big toe, or a poop-covered dog paw?
Well, considering I've done it before, I'm going to go with the tarantula.
You've done it for 60 seconds.
It was 30 seconds. But
all right, yeah, fair enough. You know you could double. It's like feeling like you could do a marathon after you run a half.
Why did you have a tarantula in your mouth for 30 seconds? Was someone kicking your ass?
No, alcohol was involved as well as $50.
How much?
50.
Oh, 50 bucks. All right. Maybe.
50? No.
Yeah.
No.
Because what's the worst thing it can have when that big furry ball in your mouth? It goes down your throat? You eat it?
It's weird because it starts panicking, so it's trying to get out.
Oh, okay.
Yes, it's doing what you imagined it's going to do.
Oh, God.
50 bucks, huh? Man, oh, man. All right.
Like I said, alcohol was involved.
Okay.
What alcohol are you drinking so I make sure I don't drink that?
That was Captain Morgan.
Okay. Set sail. Here is your question. What color is Underdog's cape?
Red.
Blue.
He needed the money.
All right, Jareth, question two.
Jareth.
That's Jareth.
I mean, is that a family name or? It just feels weird to say, man. Like, I know what your name is, Jareth.
You ever see the movie The Labyrinth, old David Bowie?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's mentioned twice in the whole movie, but the Goblin King's name is Jareth.
Huh.
And your mom knows this.
Guaranteed.
Yep, she wanted an excuse to name me after David Bowie.
You know what I would name you?
Jareth, that's perfectly fine. That's better than Ziggy Stardust.
Based on that movie, from what I remember, I would have called you Penis Outline. My God.
Not Epic Codpiece?
Either one. Epic Codpiece. Which gets the name? Codpiece. All right, the question, where is Normandy as in Normandy Beach?
Poland.
Uh-huh. France.
France.
All right, question three.
That's how you technically pronounce France.
Oui, oui.
You ever want to do that? Do your French. Oui, oui.
All right, your question. What woman very recently complained that she is, quote, the most bullied woman in the world?
I have no idea. It sounds either Facebook or news, and I pay attention to neither.
Good for you. Melania.
Melania Trump.
Melania Trump.
The most bullied woman in the world.
You know Facebook at all, Jareth?
Too much drama.
Do you know Facebook? Well, I figured if you're Jareth, you know, why not Facebook?
Facebook.
I'm Jareth. I'm on Facebook. Not like faith, like
David
religion.
Bowie's social media platform.
Right. All right, your question. What country financed Christopher Columbus's voyage to the New World?
That would be Spain.
Or Spain.
We also have good job.
Spain.
Very
from
good. Right, I told you five to get one right. Big Dummy is the game, 844-999. Ola, who is our next contestant ready to play?
Hello, Vaughn. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello, naked lady.
Vaughn, are you sober or not sober?
Sober.
Sober, Vaughn. Welcome to the show. All right, Vaughn. Men's room poll today. Pick one to put in your mouth for 60 seconds. Will it be a living tarantula, a live wasp, a stranger's big toe, or a poop-covered dog paw? which surprisingly has gotten no votes.
Tarantula.
Tarantula it is. Tarantula and Stranger's Big Toe now tied for the lead on our men's room poll.
So, people are worried about the welfare of our friend Gwen. Look,
Gwen is 12 questions deep. She calls back.
We don't know what happened. She calls back and put her back. Now, other people, I don't know why, they seem stunned about her age.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, based on her voice.
That is the general thing I'm reading here. Okay. I will spare you what some people are saying, but yes, there is a lot of shock.
I just assumed she was older based on the name Gwen, and it's not that the Gwen is necessarily.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Yes.
Her name.
Okay.
I'm 23. But it's my name. That makes people think perhaps I'm older when they hear Gwen.
All right. Here's your question.
Vaughn, what the hell are you doing back there? Vaughn, what's going on?
Oh, I'm just laughing at you guys.
I just heard all this noise. I thought you were working.
Maybe it's another mailman.
I thought you were Brandon.
Why don't you get off the back of hardworking people, man?
What are you doing back there?
He's doing nothing.
I don't think so.
All right, here is your question. No. What animal does a herpetologist study?
Oh, man, I don't know. Let's see. What animal? It's just one animal.
It's a group. So of the five groups of animals, it's one of these groups.
Herpetologist.
Herpetologist.
Herpetologist. I think I've seen one of those.
Their name is more interesting than what their name would lead you to believe.
Oh.
Any guesses?
I'll say bugs.
Yeah,
come on, Vaughn. What do you got?
Maybe like a shellfish.
A herpetologist studies reptiles.
Yeah.
Question two, Vaughn. Prior to the 1980s, the Japanese automaker Nissan was known by what name?
Oh, you got this.
Datsun.
All right. That's
you
right.
Are correct.
Datsun is it, man. Family used to have a Datsun.
We did Datsun 260, Datsun 240. Yeah.
Then they changed to Nissan. We're like, oh, they sold out.
If you'd like to be a contestant in Blazing, I bought a Sentra.
Big Dummy, 844-999. Ola Mora, Big Dummy coming up. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Hola, bitchola. You have entered the men's room.
All right, coming up, another round of Profile This Wheel Drink. And tell us with the shot of the day. In the meantime, the game is Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA.
I think we should just clear one thing up. The guy called, his name is Jareth.
Mm-hmm.
His name
is Jareth.
He does not have a speech impediment. So before you wanted to defend someone, you realize what an ass you are. Like, there was nothing wrong with that guy. Why did you assume there was something wrong with him? Because, and we're bad? You made an assumption that there's something wrong with that guy because he pronounced his name correctly. Yeah, that's...
Keep on fighting.
Yeah.
Keep on fighting.
Fight for everyone.
Yeah.
Jesus
just not
Christ.
Me.
Sorry, Jareth. We know you're okay.
All right.
But there's someone very concerned that there's something wrong with you.
Game is Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Jason. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, what's happening?
Hola!
Jason, are you on Team Sober or Team Not Sober?
I am sober as can be, boss.
All right, Jason. Let's see here. Our men's room poll, it's a doozy today. For 60 seconds, you have to have one of these things in your mouth. Will it be a living tarantula? A tarantula.
Tarantula.
Tarantula. Jesus Christ. A living tarantula. Tarantula. A live wasp, a stranger's big toe, or a poop-covered dog paw?
I've been thinking about it. I got to go tarantula just to have the experience, I guess.
Okay.
We're just glad you took time
tarantula
to
tarantula in the lead, by the way.
On our men's room poll.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I guess it's
Stranger's big toe is screaming up behind him.
That's good to know. All right, here
hey,
is
real
your...
quick, yeah. Hey, real quick. The topic you guys had the other day about how your grandparent was like hardcore. I got one. Real quick. Hey, my grandfather was in World War II. He had his two sons before my mother. He went to the war. He got shot in the head. Bullet went straight through his head. He lived through it. Came back. And made my mother.
He was so
he could still have sex.
He got shot in the head. He came back and made a mom.
That's right.
What'd you make? All my right. Kids are busy making slime. My granddad made a mom.
Made a baby with a hole in his head.
Jesus. That sounds like an album. Made a baby with a hole in my head. All right, here is your question. As we know, America is full of different hate groups. We're familiar with the neo-Nazis, the KKK, etc., etc. But who do the members of the Alliance Defending Freedom hate? Is it Jews, blacks, gays, or Muslims? I'm sure they hate them all, but they're very specific.
What is it? Defiance?
The Alliance of Defending Freedom.
The Alliance of Defending Freedom.
What about that freedom? They don't put
freedom.
It in the...
Freedom's a scary
word. I'm going to do a little extractive reasoning, and I'll say Muslim.
Says Muslims. You know, it's any of these are a fine guess.
Oh, I'll go Jewish.
Oh,
seems like it's always Jewish. Even when you... we interviewed the Grand Wizard of the Ku Klux Klan many years ago. This is an honest-to-God true story, Jason. And they were coming to York County, Pennsylvania, because they were going to do a parade and they were going to have a fair. And our idea was that we would do this interview and not let them know that Steve is black and just kind of find out a little bit about the Ku Klux Klan, because we really honestly didn't know. And find out, like, if
I figured I know enough.
And give them some suggestions, you know, like, is it kid friendly?
Face painting, moon bounce.
Right.
By the way, what
can we do?
Kid friendly, but no moon bounce or face painting.
We tried to talk them into a little bit more on the kid activity thing.
Yeah. Any of it. You know?
There's all kinds of good opportunities there. So it turns out.
Wait a minute. Was that the episode where the guy was on the air and he thought Thrill was a white guy? And
yes.
He's like,
very similar.
No.
That was Donovan.
That was a different guy. This was years before that.
Yeah, this is many years.
Oh, okay.
But I'm telling you. So by the end of the interview, and this goes on for 15 minutes, we realize that the Ku Klux Klan really is not as angry at the African American community as we thought they were. They're more angry with the Jewish community.
And I want to be clear. They don't like me, but they hate Jews more. And honestly, we were shocked by this. Even when you brought it up, he's like, yeah, man, we don't like black people, but, like, we hate Jewish people.
But you already know that.
Right. We know that part.
We had to move on. It gets boring after a while.
Yeah.
So who do they hate?
Gays.
Oh, gays.
The Alliance Defending Freedom specifically hate gays, but I take comfort in believing they hate everyone else as well. Just gays are the top of their agenda.
Okay. Whatever it takes.
And that's the only group out there that hates gay people.
Got
to
do something.
Just know that to be true. That's the only one. All right. Here is your next question. What meat is a Wiener Schnitzel traditionally made from?
Say that one time, please.
What meat is a Wiener Schnitzel, traditionally made from? What meat?
I'll guess pig.
That'd be my guess, but I guess not.
Veal.
Huh.
Yeah, I thought it was pig as well.
It's not Spanish flesh?
Oh. Schweineflesch, yeah.
Who knew?
Nine. All right. Which American war ended with the Treaty of Ghent? The Treaty of Ghent, G-H-E-N-T. As a hint, some public officials believe this is the same war when Canada burned down the White House.
The same war where Canada burned down the White House?
According to certain public officials.
Oh, okay.
It's when Canada.
War of 1812.
All right.
There you go, Jason.
Very good. Yes, all right. Indeed. Game is Big Dummy, 844-999. Ola, who is our next contestant, ready to play the big game.
Yeah.
Hello, Monty. Welcome to the men's room. Hello,
hola,
Monty.
Hola. Monty, sober, not sober.
Oh, man, I'm always sober.
That's all right. Monty, that's good for you. Keeps you healthy and clean.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, Monty.
That's right.
Men's room poll, 60 seconds. What are you taking in your mouth? A living tarantula.
Tarantula. You can't help it now.
Tarantula. A live wasp. A stranger's big toe. Or a poop-covered dog paw. What's it going to be?
I got a tarantula at home, and she's pretty nice, so I guess I'm going to go tarantula. I think that's probably the safest bet.
Okay.
You mean the tarantula.
The tarantula.
The tarantula.
You have a tarantula.
Please say it right when you're here.
It's like the zebra.
Yeah, the zebra and the tarantula. Mm. All right, here is
the new
first
children's
question.
Book.
You're familiar with, Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol, which I found out is the actual name. It's not A Christmas Carol. It's Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol. Swear to God. It's much like
Dickens' Christmas Carol.
He's the original Tyler Perry, right? All right. Because Tyler Perry doesn't make a movie. He makes Tyler Perry's and then fill in the blank. So it's Charles Dickens, right? How many ghosts appear to Scrooge in Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol?
Oh, God. What do you got? The ghosts of Christmas past, present, and future. I'm going to go three.
Oh, you forgot Marley.
The guy who shows up to tell him, hey,
first,
don't worry about this haunting. You're going to be haunted three more times tonight.
Just getting started, brother.
All right. What is the name of Buddy Holly's backing band?
It's a little before my generation.
He was before everyone's generation, but we still have to hear about this guy. And somehow we hear about him, but like his band is never mentioned.
The Buddy Boys.
Buddy Holly and the Buddy Boys.
Man, that sounds dirty.
Is it the Crickets?
The Crickets.
Oh,
okay.
All right, question three, Monty.
We're playing three question Monty. Mm-hmm. What is the name of the point at which condensation begins?
People, you know this. It's extreme. It's so extreme.
I suffer the same condition when I drink too much milk.
Mm-hmm.
Milk, huh?
Come on.
Not the melting point.
Nope.
Not the melting point. No, not that.
Not that point. There's other points.
The boiling point. I don't know. Honestly.
The dew point.
Do the dew. It's extreme. Dew.
And I can drink milk until I reach my dew point. I'll be back.
All right, question four, Monty.
I feel like Mike Hawk's going to know the answer to this. What's the name of the sarcastic housekeeper on the TV show Two and a Half Men?
I do know the answer to that.
Yeah, I had a feeling. I thought of you this morning when I saw it. I'm like, he'll know.
Oh, God, I used to love that show.
Did you love her?
It's not Martha?
No, it's not Martha.
It's Berta. She was hilarious. All right, buddy, question five.
The Hoover Dam is on the border of Nevada and what other state?
Arizona?
There you go. There you go. Good job. All right, Monty. Very good.
By the way, I don't know if this is true, but with regards to Buddy Holly's backing band, the Crickets, someone says Waylon Jennings was in the Crickets, which is very possible. The time would have been right.
I guess, was he not on that plane?
Were any of the Crickets on the plane?
I guess not. Maybe
I thought
not.
The idea was like the Big Bopper, Buddy Holly, and whoever the hell else.
Richie Valens.
Right, because they're the big guys out of whatever they're doing. They got on the plane.
Oh, so everybody else had to ride the plane.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Like, those guys get to get in the plane.
I see who's riding the plane now.
The Crickets are just chirping in the bus.
I'm not seeing anything that says that he was in the Crickets.
Okay. I didn't say he was. I said someone is saying he was in there, but let's just spread the rumor.
Game is Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA. Who's our next contestant ready to play the big game?
Hello, Ben. Welcome to the men's room.
Big
Hola, Jen.
Hola. All right, Ben, are you playing for Team Sober, Not Sober?
Team Sober and Team Gwen.
Team Gwen. All right. Very good, Ben. Men's room poll. All right, one of these has to be in your mouth for 60 seconds. Will it be a living tarantula, a live wasp, a stranger's big toe, or poop-covered dog paw?
Spider and the wasp, I'm going to go with the tarantula.
Tarantula again. Tarantula in the lead.
Tarantula, Mike.
The tarantula is in the lead.
Ah, yes. Good old tarantulas.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here's your question.
Fun!
Robert Mueller, we're familiar with him. He's the FBI agent investigating the possible collusion between Trump and Russia. He's a registered, multiple choice. Is he a registered Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Independent.
Robert Mueller's a registered Republican.
Ah.
That's how you know the fix is in. Your next question. If you're traveling at Mach 2, how fast would you be moving?
Go Mach 3, the blade's much cleaner.
Pass? I will say... Oh, God, I have no idea.
What is twice the speed of sound, essentially?
I just don't know how fast.
And 1,400 to 1,500 miles an hour.
Okay. But
twice the speed of sound.
Question three, Ben.
Also known as about the same amount in which I evacuated my bowels earlier today at work. It was something.
It was in the back of the toilet seat when I walked in to use it myself.
There was none on the toilet. I actually explained to them I confused for having to poop with apparently going to my primal instincts. I was supposed to be spraying a tree to let other woodland creatures know that this is my territory.
You ever seen a video of a hippo pooping?
Fortunately, no.
Okay.
Well, if you get the chance, that's me.
Check it out.
I will definitely YouTube it after this.
With a thinner, less
like
gray
a
ass.
The tail spins around, squirts out.
All right, here is your question. What is frozen to make dry ice?
Frozen to make dry ice. Water?
That would just be ice.
Isn't it carbon dioxide?
Carbon dioxide.
Carbon dioxide.
Carbon dioxide.
All right, Ben, you are on question number four.
Feeling really stupid.
Oh, don't worry. No one's shocked. You just, you know.
Proven point.
All right, your question is... Much to the chagrin of Kanye West, which president issued the Emancipation Proclamation?
Wow. Pass.
Abraham Lincoln.
That is correct. Yep. Abraham Lincoln.
Abraham Lincoln. Wow.
And now he wanted to free the slaves.
What was his 150 nickname?
150 years later, Kanye West is upset about that.
What was Abraham Lincoln's nickname?
Lincoln Log? I don't know.
Yeah.
Honest Abe.
Honest Abe.
That's it.
Why the hell do I know that?
Because that's his nickname.
Who shot him?
Some really angry theater guy.
Ideally, yeah.
John Wilkes Booth.
He was an abolitionist, I believe.
John Wilkes Booth. All right, based on the city he's buried in, it is no John Wilkes Booth.
Question five.
The Supreme Court consists of how many judges?
Nine.
All right. Very good, Ben. Okay. Game is Big Dummy, 844-999. Oh, they just filled a position there as well. Who is our next contestant ready to play the big game?
I had not heard that.
Yes.
Hello, Jake. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy.
Hola, Jake. Are you sober or not sober?
Not sober.
All right, Jake, men's room poll. You've got 60 seconds to put one of these things in your mouth. Will it be a live tarantula, a live wasp, a stranger's big toe, or a poop-covered dog paw?
I'm going to go with the toe.
Stranger's big toe it is. Now in second place on our men's room poll.
All right, here is your question. What Arab country is the only country in the world that starts with the letter O?
Omen.
That was a good omen for you.
Yes, Oman. I believe. Yeah. Named after, I believe, Jamaicans came up with it. Oman.
It's hot.
I like this place.
Big Dummy is the game. 844-999-OLA.
Big Dummy!
Hello? Hola? Hola.
We'll get back to Mecca. Let her deal with
Mecca.
Her.
Mecca. Do we ever hear back from Gwen?
No, we have not heard back from
Gwen. Wonder what happened to Gwen.
You can guess. Hello, Jeff. Welcome to the men's room.
Hope her phone plan didn't run out.
Hola.
Hola.
Sober, not sober.
Working on in between, man.
Not sober. Okay. Men's room poll. Is it going to be in your mouth for 60 seconds? Will be a living tarantula, a live wasp, a stranger's big toe, or a poop-covered dog paw?
Gonna have to go with the big toe.
The big toe it is.
All right, here is your question. Also the last name of an NFL quarterback. What is Captain America's last name? It is not America.
Gonna have to go with Rogers. I don't know.
Nice job. One and done. All right. Very good.
I mean, there's so many names you could have picked.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. Game is Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA. Who's our next contestant ready to play the big game?
Surprised you didn't guess the guy from Trubisky.
Steve Trubisky.
Right, Chicago, wasn't it? Captain America. Trubisky, NFL quarterback. That's the hint. It was Steve Trubisky.
Steve Goff.
Flacco.
Flacco.
Oh, Jesus.
Big Dummy is a game, 844-999-OLA.
All right, suit yourself. Hello, Eastwood. Welcome to the bedroom.
God.
Peace, love, and happiness, and God bless you, Miles.
Hola. Eastwood, are you on Team Sober, Not Sober?
I'm on Team Sober at the moment.
Okay, welcome to the show, Eastwood. Our men's room poll, you have to have something in your mouth for 60 seconds. Will it be a living tarantula, a live wasp, a stranger's big toe, or a poop-covered dog paw?
Oh, that's easy. It'd be the tarantula.
Tarantula it is. Tarantula back in the lead.
I feel like you're one of those dudes who may or may not have had a tarantula in your mouth for some reason at some point in your life.
Or a stranger's big toe.
I've owned alligators and reptiles, praying mantis, and stuff like that.
Well, I feel like if I fall asleep on the bus, you might be there sucking on my toe.
But you guys were talking about military guys and tough guys. My dad went in the Marines at 13 and a half years. The killer went in the Marines at 13 and a half years old. Went all the way through boot camp and went back in at 16 and a half and did his time.
That's so impressive.
He was a tough guy for you.
Did he make a mom with a bullet in his head?
No.
He made a son with a hole in his head.
He kissed with my mom and tried to go in Vietnam in like 67 during the Tet Offensive, and they turned him down too many dependents.
Damn.
That's why he's a killer. All Marines are killers, so God bless the killer.
Jesus, Eastwood.
Jeez. That's how they advertise.
Do you normally do kids' parties? Can I invite you over to scare the living hell out of the fourth year, the 4 year olds?
Yeah, you betcha I'll do that. It'd be my pleasure, man.
We know you would.
You would definitely do that.
I've had a praying mantis in my mouth.
That's right, kids. And don't forget, all praying mantises are killers.
I suck your dad's toes on a bus.
Pray before they kill you.
I just like the killer.
Mm-hmm. All right, here is your question. And what organ of the human body would you find Bowman's capsules? Bowman's capsules. What organ?
Organ. I don't know. I'd say the brain, I guess.
Heart?
Kidneys, okay.
What is like the charcoal filter of the body?
I don't know.
You know what I mean? Like the fish tank? And that's where that happens.
That's where the action's at.
That's where all the crap comes out.
All right, your question. What is the New York-style name of the project that created atomic bombs used in World War II?
Okay, I got it. Yeah, that's the one where the ship disappeared and the guy is supposed to reassemble in the walls. And,
in the movie, yeah.
Well, what should they say? Well, I'm supposed to be, I believe that. I believe it's real. The Manhattan Project.
All right! Yes, nice job, Eastwood. Very good.
Yes, okay. Where the ship disappeared and the guy reappeared in the walls.
Game is Big Dummy. If you'd like to be a contestant, 844-999-OLAMORA.
Big Dummy coming up. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
We return to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Coming up on the program, Ted's Meat and Potatoes, surprise delicacies from the assistant head chef on the way. In the meantime, the game is Big Dummy. 844-999-OLA.
Let's try Mecca again. Hello, Mecca. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hi.
Hola. Hey. Hello, Mecca. Mecca, are you sober or not sober?
I am in between right now.
Okay, so I'm going to say, Mecca, you're not sober. That's okay with you.
Okay.
Because I don't know you, and I don't know how soon that'll happen. All right, Mecca, our men's room poll. You got to pick one tab in your mouth for 60 seconds. Will it be a live tarantula, a live wasp, a stranger's big toe, or a poop-covered dog paw?
Yeah, we're going to do the tarantula.
Tarantula in the mouth, tarantula back in the lead.
Oh, what, neck and neck between that and the stranger's big toe.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, here is your question. Who served as the first vice president? First vice president. Went on to become a president himself.
I'm going to say John Adams. I don't know.
Mecca, one and done. Mecca with a big brain. All right.
Big old brain.
Nice work. All right, the game is Big Dummy. 844-999-OLA.
Brain. Hello, Toothless Don. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Toothless Don, are you sober or not sober?
Oh, as usual, not sober.
Toothless Don is, once again, playing for team not sober. All right, Don, our men's room poll. Not that you have anything to lose on this one, but 60 seconds in your mouth. Living tarantula, live wasp, stranger's big toe, or a poop-covered dog paw?
No, it's a little foot fetish. I have to go to the big toe.
The big toe it is.
Big toe.
Yeah. You don't have to get and you don't have to worry about getting any of that stuck between your teeth.
That's but you get to feel it all up against your lips, man.
Right.
I mean, everyone else, you got that tooth barrier, you know? Just like,
tooth barrier.
Yeah, the tooth barrier. Protect your lips. All right, TD, here is your question. What city has the longest boardwalk in America?
California.
That would be a state. Mm-hmm. A city.
I'm going to go Atlantic City.
Atlantic City, New Jersey. That's correct. 90% of it, terrifying. 10% of it, just gross. All right, the nursery rhyme Ring Around the Rosie, like most things the children sing, is about something horrible. The nursery rhyme Ring Around the Rosie is about what disease?
Polio.
Black plague? Oh,
yep, yeah, bubonic plague.
Bubonic plague.
Black plague, yeah, same
black,
thing.
Same thing? Okay.
Yep. That's what I put on job applications.
Bubonic?
Yeah, I'm bubonic.
We need a bubonic employee here. We need to make these numbers. Let's get ourselves a bubonic employee.
All right, your question. Who created the telegraph as well as the code used to communicate with it?
Alexander Graham Bell.
Who?
What?
Oh, he says Alexander Graham Bell.
Oh, Morse.
Yep, Samuel F.B. Morse. Facebook. Stands for Facebook.
He was the original one that reached out to his friends.
Mm-hmm. That's kind of a good point.
Yeah.
What are you up to? Actually, that's when they just
help me.
Sup. All right. What wizard was King Arthur's mentor?
Merlin.
I didn't even hear what you said there, Don, but I'm pretty sure you said something right. Okay, very good.
What'd he say? Merlin.
Oh, Merlin. Okay, which, all right. That would be hard without teeth.
Which, oddly, right, that, try it without your teeth. Say Merlin.
Merlin.
Right, try it.
Put teeth with Merlin.
It ain't making Merlin. Fun. Right, yeah, wrap like your Merlin. Lips around your Merlin. Teeth, try to say Merlin. Merlin. And by the way, when you say it, honest to God, you will sound like a native of the state of Maryland.
Merlin.
Am I wrong? Like, where are you from?
Oh, I'm from Merlin.
They can speak as clear as day, but I'm here to represent the fine state of Merlin.
Merlin.
I don't know what it is. No one from Maryland.
I'm going down to Washington. Mom Merlin. Or, you know,
Merlin.
You know what I mean. Game is Big Dummy, 844-999 Ola.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Creepy Jeremy. Welcome to the men's room.
Ola.
Jeremy, sober or not sober?
Sober, sir.
All right, Jeremy.
Jeremy, a men's room poll today, 60 seconds. One of these has to be in your mouth. Will it be a living tarantula, a live wasp, a stranger's big toe, or a poop-covered dog paw, which has not been picked?
Yeah, understandably. I'm going to go with the tarantula.
Tarantula. No wasp votes either.
I can believe that.
Mm-hmm.
Would it have been different if it were a bee? You wouldn't believe the amount of time we have to put into this. Robin, probably rightfully so, put the kibosh on some other selections we were going to put up there.
Yeah.
She was like, hey,
condoms,
man.
We couldn't do condoms.
Use condoms specifically. She said, listen.
That's too gross.
The point is made, but let's not go there.
She says she felt like we would just get in trouble for it for no reason.
So we scrapped
fair
it.
Enough. Okay, we believe it.
Fine, be that way.
Yeah. That was going to be an option, like because I know, Jeremy, you would have picked that.
Yes, indeed.
That's right. Conservative-ass Robin.
Exactly.
Don't use condom on today's poll.
Are you
but
sure?
Good God.
Come on.
Only if it was lambskin, not latex.
You find it on the street, you just put it in your mouth, it's 60 right. seconds.
That's what it's random.
Random.
All right. Your question. What was the first country to both create and then use fireworks?
China?
I was going to say, is it just that easy? It is just that easy.
China.
Okay.
China.
I kind of figured that. Don't most of them still come from there?
I think so, man, because they had, the gunpowder thing going on and then started adding colors because different materials, different elements give you different colors and all this kind of thing.
It just seems like anytime you get a box full of firecrackers, everything in there says made in China.
But wait a minute.
Just like if you get a box full of anything anywhere else. Exactly.
Then they invent, if that is the case, there's almost nothing in my home that they did not invent.
I believe
the
it.
iPhone.
Yeah.
Steve Jobs, Chinese dude.
You know what? General Tso's chicken.
That right. The only thing that is not Chinese in my home is leftover Chinese food.
All right. The game is Big Dummy. If you'd like to be a contestant, 844-999-OLA.
Still to come, the head chef coming up, Ted's Meat and Potatoes. We're going to get some surprise delicacies from our assistant head chef as the head chef is out. And what we believe to be a crock pot over there from about 1965 is cooking something from our own Mike Hawk, who's made it a point to bring in a little food today in place of the head chef, which is a nice thing. We're gonna eat some food coming up.
I didn't know the crock pot was out there. Everyone in the hall, I'm not kidding, is like, have you seen the crock pot in the kitchen?
Oh, my God.
Right. Mike, you have no idea.
It's like a Tupperware, It's like from archaic time.
All right, coming up on the program, we're going to drink a toast with a shot of the day. Noah Sherlock is coming up. And yes, the assistant head chef is in for the head chef with Ted's Meat and Potatoes.
Hola! The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.